Rom, I just want you to clarify a rumor or report I heard that you may have had something to do with the levels of fluoride in the Cairns water supply here in far northern Queensland. Can you give us a bit of details about what happened there exactly?
What happens there is I exercised maritime jurisdiction. And because I don't really drink the Cairns water because I've got a creek, so I used to, I could just drink the water out of the creek. That's to prevent drinking fluoride. And a friend came out, I won't mention his name, but he did write the letter to the council. But he came out and said, Rom, I don't want to drink this fluoride because of the amount of bad flack that we've been getting about it. So I said, well, it's really easy to get the fluoride out of the water because the councils and government are saying that there are thousands of doctors that agree that fluoride is good for your health, good for your teeth and all this sort of thing. But I said, we will construct a simple letter saying if the council can supply one doctor that will put his name and date of birth and take full liability and state that fluoride is safe. We don't need 2,000 doctors. I said, right, one doctor or one dentist or one person in the medical industry that can confirm that fluoride is safe with his name and his date of birth and to accept full liability. And then on it, we wrote, if one doctor cannot be found or if any doctors refuse to take liability and to say that fluoride is safe, then the letter will be, we will agree to remain drinking the fluoride. See, we don't want the fluoride out. So we will agree to leave the fluoride in the water for a yearly fee, a compensation damage fee of $250,000 a year. Now that was set off to the mayor, and within 14, we gave them 14 days to respond, or 28 days to, officially, but 14 days to respond with a letter with one doctor that will accept liability for fluoride in the water to state it's safe. And within 14 days, the mayor removed the fluoride machines. They destroyed the fluoride machines in order to not have to respond to the letter. Now, my friend came back and he said, hey, they didn't respond to this letter. And I said, yes, they did. I said, what happened? He said, yeah, but they just destroyed the fluoride machine. They didn't write the letter. Respond to the letter. I said, because they didn't have to respond. Because rather than answer the question and go and get one doctor that would accept liability for the fluoride in the water supply, the Cairns Regional Council destroyed the fluoride machines. Now that was also mentioned on the Alex Jones show. He actually commented on one town being able to get the fluoride out of the water, because there's a lot of people in the United States also complaining about this trick of being poisoned with fluoride in water.
So would that have been Alex Jones from the Infowars.com?
Yes. So we got we're quite proud because we got a small mention. No one spoke about the letter because the letter was just directly to the mayor or to the powers that be in the regional council, offering a contract to agree to have the fluoride in the water for $250,000 if they can't prove that the water is safe. And no doctor in their right mind would sign anything to state any form of poison or fluoride, especially fluoride in the water, is safe.
But do you have proof positive that those fluoridization machines, for want of a better term, have been destroyed?
It was a big thing on the council that they came on and made claim that the fluoride has been destroyed, and Cairns, still at present, to this day, still does not have fluoride. It probably has all the other chemicals in it. But in general, Cairns water is free of fluoride.
Well, we all know that generally fluoride is marketed as being good for the teeth, so having it in the water supply is beneficial. What specifically then are your concerns? They're saying it's good for you. You're presumably saying it's bad. What are your concerns?
The concern is simple, that if they're saying it's good, then get one person to put their name, their date of birth, and accept commercial liability for it. That's all we ask. Just supply one. They said there's thousands of doctors that will agree that fluoride's good. We didn't want 2,000 doctors to sign it. We just wanted one.
They said there were thousands. When you went looking, you could not find one.
I didn't know. We didn't have to look. We asked the council to supply one doctor. I didn't have to look. My friend that wrote the letter, he didn't have to look. And he said, what do we have to look for the doctor? No. We asked the council to look for the doctor. All the council's got to do is find one doctor, get him to sign the fluoride safe. But the council couldn't find... Well, put it this way. We don't know what the council found. It's not our business. All we know is that within 14 days of that letter, the fluoride was removed from the water supply and has never been put back. Now, that there are other, I would just say, ridiculous councillors that still want this fluoride put back in. But my personal opinion is that I think the first people that were using it in the water supply was in Nazi Germany for the concentration camps. And I think prisons use it to subdue the population.
Well, that's my question to you. When, for example, the authorities are saying that fluoride is good for you and good for your teeth, specifically, what are your concerns or complaints?
My personal opinion, it's poison. And if you want to be medicated, if someone wants to take fluoride, they should go and buy their own fluoride tablets if they feel like, or go down to buy some rat poison and put the rat poison in their own water. But forced medication to put rat poison in your water by the state, I think that the state is making an error of judgment by it claiming to be looking after its citizens by medicating them from the water, forced medication or putting any sort of form of medication in the water supply.
Are you saying its prime purpose, therefore, is as a sedative?
I would say, personally, I can't make any claim on what the fluoride is in there. So all I would do while the fluoride is in the water. So the best idea is ask the person that's putting the fluoride in the water, why are you putting the fluoride in the water? And that's just simply it. The letter went there. They say it's good for your teeth. So then if it's good for your teeth, then supply a medical practitioner or a dentist or something to state that the fluoride is very good for your teeth and will not harm any other part of your body and has no side effects. And puts his name and his date of birth in order to access his birthing certificates as a security. And then let him be responsible. Because when we go back through all the research and we try and find the ABNs of our Justice Department, the ABNs of all of our government departments, the ABNs of our councils, when we try and find these councils, if we wanted to sue them, then we can't find them. There's no ABN. The ABNs piggyback to other unsuspecting businesses. So when there's some sort of a comeback, if the council poisons anybody and it gets really serious and you want to find that person, well, where do you find them? So best is to get someone to put their name, date of birth, and act as responsible or commercially liable for any damage. I mean, if the doctor thinks it's safe, he'd sign it. It's fluoride safe. It's good for you. Sign his name and accept liability. But they wouldn't. And the council could not get one. Well, we don't know. Because within the 14 days, the council destroyed the fluoride machines. And as I said, today, there's still cans enjoys the benefit of not being medicated by what a lot of people are assuming to be a poison. So, and that's the system we used, which is just an agreement, not take the fluoride out. It was an agreement. Oh, well, if you can't prove that it's safe, if you can't get a doctor, then leave the fluoride in, but here's the charge, which is a compensation charge of $250,000 a year. We lay that on the council. Now, that's one of us that did that. Could you imagine if more and more people start to understand the governing system that we've got, which is a maritime corporate contracting system, which is offering an acceptance. So they offered us the fluoride in the water, then we offered them a contract of accepting the fluoride in the water for a fee. Then for that letter, it was for $250,000 a year. So that if any time in the future there was some complications due to the fluoride in the water, the man that wrote the letter has got $250,000 a year being put into his bank account that will cover any medical fees or whatever he may be incurring from what may be a poison put in the water. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that the council couldn't find a doctor to sign his name. Even their 2,000 doctors, not one doctor signed it.